Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about the planets this month. This is April. This is a show all about April and what we can expect in April. And I'm going to go through the overview of what's happening, and then I'm going to give each sign a forecast for April. So the big news of the month, as I'm looking here through my calendar, the thing that jumps out at me the most is lucky planet Jupiter is turning retrograde. Now, that's going to be really interesting because typically when an outer planet, and of course Jupiter, Saturn are sort of considered mid-planets, but let's just say from Jupiter out through Pluto, when those planets turn retrograde, it's not really big news unless, of course, it's doing something to your natal chart. So Jupiter is turning retrograde at 24 degrees Sagittarius. And so if you happen to be a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, this might be affecting you. And specifically, if you were born towards the end of one of those signs, then this retrograde planet might be affecting you. Now, it's going to be retrograde all the way through August. So what that typically means when Jupiter is retrograde is all about it's meant to be a reversal of fortune, but that sounds too dire. So it's really basically retracing steps or redoing something. And maybe because it's in Sagittarius, it might be some of us might be reviewing our philosophical ideals or beliefs. It might also be something coming up legally that was in the past and now we're revisiting something we thought was sort of done and dusted, and so on and so on. I will be covering more of that in tonight's show, but that's the first thing that jumped out at me. And then, of course, the very last day of April, or let's say the second last day of April, the 29th, we've got karmic Saturn, which is going to be turning retrograde at 20 degrees Capricorn. And I will talk about that again. Oh, and of course, there's Pluto. How could I forget Pluto? Let me see here. On the 24th, April 24th, Pluto, planet of change and transformation, will be turning retrograde at 23 degrees Capricorn. And again, specifically Pluto, but the outer planets, really it doesn't mean much when they change direction, and that's turning retrograde or moving forward again, because, you know, they're retrograde approximately 40% of their orbit. So it's not really big news unless, of course, you have any natal planet on the degree that they turn retrograde. Now, I know for some of you that might sound like gobbledygook, and it is, unless you really... unless you're an astro geek and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're curious and you want to know where your planets are, what degrees, what signs beyond your sun sign, go to my website, the astrologer.com/chartwheel, and get a free chart wheel where each week you can follow along and find out how the planets are affecting you. Now, go back into the On Time archive where all the shows are, and at the beginning of each month, I typically do a show about the month and what we can expect. And also when the sun changes sign, I always dedicate the shows to that specific sun sign. So be sure to go back through the On Time archive and have a listen to the prior shows, full of really great information. Now, what else is happening this month? I'm not actually asking, I'm thinking out loud as I look through my calendar. And I see that communication planet Mercury will finally move from Pisces to Aries. We can all breathe a sigh of relief because this has been an extra long Mercury in Pisces cycle. Specifically, Mercury moved into Pisces February 10th, and then it turned retrograde on March 5th through the 28th. So this recent Mercury retrograde that we've been dealing with has been a real doozy, and it's one that has seems to have been going on and on and on. And again, if you are a mutable sign or have any planets in mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, then I'm speaking to you because this has been just such a confusing type of energy. Mercury, planet of the mind and communication, does not like being coupled with Pisces because Pisces is all about emotions and feelings, and those two really don't go well together. So finally, in April, Mercury will be moving into Pisces, and that's, into Aries, and that's April 16th. So that's one lot of good news so far for April. The next is that love planet Venus moves from Pisces to Aries. Now, Venus does prefer to be coupled with Pisces. It's a really great energy. Venus is the planet of love. Pisces is the sign of emotions and feelings. And then when love planet Venus moves into Aries, it's not such a great mix or a great combination. So you've got this sort of like confluence of energies going on. But really, there's nothing here, or unless I'm specifically skipping over something. I know there's going to be something, and that's why before I said, oh, yes, here it is. That's what I'm saying. I was going to say, April looks to be pretty sort of we're not going to get a respite, but it doesn't look as bad as what things have been prior. Although, that said, you know, April 10th, I'm looking at the sun squaring Saturn, which is all about issues with authority. We're sort of coming up to that shadow period of that influence in the next few days. So be very careful the first half of April when dealing with authority figures. Oh, look at that. And then on the 13th, we've got the sun squaring Pluto, which again is all about be careful who you pick a fight with. The first half of April, there are some influences there, which I will cover a bit later on. I was just sort of whizzing through what the obvious ones are to start with. And then, of course, we've got the sun moving into Taurus, and that's April 20th, the same day that love planet Venus moves into Aries. So that sort of gives us a grounding sense when the sun's in Taurus, life settles down. From all the hectic whirlwind that's been going on previously. So the energy of Taurus from April 20th through May 21st is all about enjoying life's simple pleasures. And, you know, we prioritize quality over quantity. So things have been moving at a really hectic pace lately, and so things will settle down in April and sort of even out. Now, I talked about Jupiter turning retrograde, Pluto turning retrograde. So, you know, April starts out with a feel-good sort of energy, very inspirational and imaginative. You know, on April 2nd, tomorrow, we've got Mercury conjunct Neptune. So that's sort of like a time this week to sort of tune into our intuition and see what's possible and look beyond what's in front of us and trust our instincts. And, you know, work on our creative project and, you know, tune into something at a higher level. And then also at the end of the week, April 5th, we've got an Aries new moon. So this is all about new beginnings, putting ideas into action, getting things started. Now, if you are a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, this new moon is all about, you know, wanting to take the next steps, but sort of having to deal with roadblocks or challenges that might get in the way of that. But if you're a fire sign, this is great news, or have planets in fire signs, because it's all about initiating and getting a move on something and starting new cycles and new beginnings. You know, we just celebrated the astrological new year. That was 2 weeks ago. So now we're in sort of like still the baby stages of new cycles. So this new moon in Aries gives us a boost, especially if you're a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag, to get a move on and get things started and, you know, put your toe in the water and attempt something new. And so just look backing up a bit, and I'm looking at this at the square, the sun squares to Saturn and to Pluto. Now this is April 10th through the 13th. So these are very heavyweight aspects. So, you know, many of us will be starting the month off with like a real can-do attitude. You know, turning over a new leaf, it's all about a new beginning. But there might be some obstacles coming up next week. It's sort of like, sort of halt us or slow us down a bit. So that's April 10th through the 13th, you know, when the sun forms a square to Saturn and then a square to destructive Pluto. Now, Saturn is all about taskmaster planet. It's about karma, responsibility, discipline, obligation. And Pluto is a planet that really sort of tears things down so we can build them back up. And so with these heavyweight squares, it's reminding us that we have a great deal to learn and that we're going to have to keep repeating the same lessons until we've figured out what's really going on or going wrong and what needs to change. So it's all about fixing and rebuilding. And also that's the time that Jupiter, planet of expansion, turns retrograde. So it's going to be a really interesting week with next week and half of the following week with these sort of energies about, you know, getting something right, you know, paying attention, not to the detail, but colouring within the lines, you know, following the rules, being respectful of authority. And if we have to go back to the drawing board or square one to get something done, then so be it. As frustrating as that may be, especially if you're in a fire sign or you have anything in fire, it's a real drag when you have to go back to the drawing board or back to square one and redo something. So it's sort of like it'll be a time mid-April to turn inward and, you know, to work out a path towards hope. Because Jupiter, even though it will be turning retrograde, it is the planet of hope and belief and optimism and expansion. And typically, you know, it's an easy energy, but when it's retrograde or in a challenging aspect, it is about excess in some ways as well. You know, but that aside, you know, once we get past the two intense squares and the retrograde of Jupiter, April 14th, there'll be a really nice trine between the Sun and Jupiter. So, and also that same day, Venus sextiles Pluto. So that's April 14th. So that's really a day to look forward to. You know, there's a lot of passion and connection, and we're looking at life from a higher point of view. We're looking to where we want to go. It's a good time to make long-term plans, even though it might be challenging with that Sun Saturn square. But traditionally, when the Sun trines Jupiter, it is a lucky energy. So it protects those who don't allow the week's heavier energies to sort of drag us down. And then, you know, the pace picks up again later in April with both Mercury and Venus moving into Aries, as I said before. And then we've got a Libra, a full moon in Libra, actually at the very last degree of Libra, and that's on April 19th. So it's like the things in our relationship or the things that have been left unsaid or unspoken, it'll now be a time to sort of readdress those things that we've been putting off and readdress them and sort of get them out into the open, and we can do it in a diplomatic way without confrontation, or really finding the balance with, you know, how to address a sticky issue without getting into some sort of confrontation. So that's the Libra full moon at the anaretic degree, which is the last degree of any sign, is known as the anaretic degree, and it's about completion. But it's not as simple or as easy as that of just sort of closing one door and opening the next. It's more about, you know, sorting out those open-ended issues. And I'm targeting relationships because it's at the 29th degree of Libra. So it's very much about, you know, addressing the issues that have been sort of ignored or forgotten about, or, you know, we're too afraid to bring up and discuss because it'll turn into this all-out war. But now is the time to do it, because we're not going to be able to move forward unless we can. So that's April 19th. So just looking what else we've got going on here for April. We've got a Mars-Neptune square. That's happening on the 27th. And so that's a little bit about confusion. But be careful about being deliberately deceitful, or other people being deceitful around April 27th. And particularly with words, more than deeds or actions. It's sort of like they might not be telling the whole truth, but they might not be, others might not be lying as well. It's sort of like what they're not saying is really what we should be looking at, or how we're feeling or trusting our instincts around certain situations. So that's Mars-Neptune square, April 27th. And of course, don't believe everything you read on social media at that time either. And that's a good time to take a break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org, brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. So just before the break, I was talking about what to expect in April. And so the overview, you know, the big news is the retrograde planets of Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto and Mercury and Venus moving into Aries. So if you're actually, if you are an Aries, then it's your birthday month. You share April with Taurus, so Aries and Taurus. And what you can expect this month is about asserting your identity and finding ways to be who you are. So dreams and visions of what may be around April 2nd with the Mercury-Neptune conjunction really has your intuition firing. It really boosts your psychic abilities, your intuition, your creativity. It might also find you dealing with larger institutions as well, which may require patience, which strangely enough, Aries, you may have some this week, which is not really typical for you. Then at the end of the week, end of this week on April 5th, there's a new moon in your sign. So this is really great news for Aries. It's all about moving into new ventures, starting new beginnings, and all that sort of thing. Be very careful around April 10th and 13th, especially at work with those very challenging squares from the sun in Aries, so the sun in your sign, forming a challenging square to both Saturn, which is about authority, so the boss, and Pluto, which is things going on behind the scenes. So be very careful about losing it with the boss or at work or anything to do with work for the first half of April. So just watch that there. And then moving on from that, for Aries, it's like it might be a time to sort of reevaluate what your career path is and what your professional life is. Given these challenges that might be thrown your way, it might be time to sort of move forward in a new direction. But the good news is there's an incredible Sun-Jupiter trine on the 14th that suggests that fulfillment awaits if you're brave enough to seek adventure instead of sticking with the tried and tested. So that's really what the challenges are about. It's sort of like broadening your horizons, but before you do that, you will be tested. And then Mercury, planet of the mind and communication, arrives in your sign on April 17th, which is quickly followed by Venus on the 20th. So you'll find it easy to explain your new vision to those you love and care about, and those who seek is backing you seek as well. So it's an excellent time for starting a new business or even going freelance. And then the full moon in your love zone on April 19th, especially if you're born towards the end of Aries, it encourages you to be frank with your sweetheart about the kind of challenges, you know, your professional life may bring. But then there is a financial boost on April 22nd, which will boost your confidence and confirm that you're doing the right thing. And if you can work some overtime, you will be most certain that you know that you're on the right career path. But just be careful of that Mars-Neptune square on the 27th. Just protect yourself and always take the high road on that one. If you are a Taurus, April is a relatively quiet month for you, which is good news. So it sort of brings a reflective, thoughtful theme. So it's the time to think and to dream rather than to sort of forge ahead. And then the new moon on April 5th, that does occur in your spiritual zone. So you may find that your psychic abilities get a strong boost around this time. So meditation, prayer, visualization is a good way to use your growing instinctive powers. So trust your instincts. And then, of course, between April 10th and 13th, for all of us, but for you, Taurus, you may find that vague fears or worries might be holding you back from seizing some interesting opportunities that come your way. And it's okay to have those feelings, worried or scared, But you do not have to do anything you don't want to do. Just always remember that. And when the Sun squares up to Saturn first and then Pluto, it's like don't be browbeaten into taking a risk which doesn't sit well with you. And your sign is definitely not a risk-taking sign. So do not be forced or pushed into anything. And then Jupiter turning retrograde in your philosophy zone during this time. So take time to consider how you want to approach any issues moving forward. But don't lose heart because of that amazing Sun-Jupiter trine on April 14th, which reminds you exactly how much support you have from your loved ones. And it boosts your self-confidence. And so it'll also indicate that you are doing the right thing and you are on the right path. And then when Mercury and Venus move into your spiritual zone on April 17th through the 20th, Taurus, you'll feel more sure of your own quietly reflective path. And then there's the energy of the Sun-Uranus conjunction in your sign on April 22nd. So if you're born, if you're a Taurus born, if you're an April born Taurus, then this is great news for you because things, unexpected events will come your way, but in not a negative way, but in a surprisingly positive way is probably the better way to say it. And just remember, for all Taureans, you don't have to answer to anyone else. And that is music to your ears. Gemini for April, Gemini. Well, you really should take stock of how far you've come this year and where you're heading next, because April is the perfect month for long-range planning and rethinking your goals if that's required. So start as you mean to go on with some careful thinking during the new moon, which is this Friday, April 5th, and look around you and work out what supports your goals and what doesn't, because this is a very strong energy for Gemini for manifestation. So if something or someone is not helping you, it's time to move on. That's another way of looking at it. But just know this new moon at the end of the week is a powerful manifestation, let's call it a tool, for Gemini. So just remember between April 10th and 13th, the Sun forms challenging squares to Saturn and Pluto. So for Gemini, you may be facing some jealousy of those around you. Especially from people who wish they were as strong as you are, and they resent your ability to cut them loose. So just remember, it's just noise. Ignore the naysayers. So as long as the people you love and care about are on your side, you don't really need anyone else. And of course, that amazing Sun-Jupiter trine on the 14th suggests that it's your sweetheart who really helps you to shine at this time when other people might be trying to pull you down. And if you're single, look out for someone who believes in you. That's a really good sign there. And then for Gemini, later on in the month, Mercury and Venus shift into your friendship zone. So it will feel easy and natural to expand your social circle, especially if you've lost some friends earlier in the month or the year. So be careful not to give away too much private information too soon, especially on social media. And particularly around April 27th, that suggests that something could prove embarrassing on social media or for your career. So be careful about sharing too much. If you are a Cancer, for you, for April, your career is firmly in the spotlight this month. So whether you're looking to advance or hoping for a complete change of direction, there's much more progress to be made. And it all starts with a glorious new moon in your career zone. So new beginnings, new paths, new directions for your career. So the new moon highlights new possibilities and opportunities. And it's a perfect time for a job interview or for launching a new business. So there's so much optimism around your professional life this month. And the focus on your work does, however, stir up some resentment at home. So just be careful of that, especially that work-life balance if it's off kilter, particularly between April 10th and 13th, the Sun will form squares to Saturn and Pluto. So that might prompt some furious arguments between you and your partner over career-related matters. So just be careful, hang in there, It's only for a few days. It won't be long lasting. And you probably will have a brilliant flash of insight around April 14th, which may bring some adjustment to your routine, which allows you to get the best of both worlds. So it's about finding a balance. And you can thank the very fortuitous Sun Jupiter trine for that. Then later on in April, 17th through the 20th, Mercury and Venus both move into your career zone. So that helps you to make intelligent choices and to be very charming in the workplace. And then the full moon in your family zone on April 19th, it does highlight a minor bump in your newfound work-life balance, but keep talking and keep working on it. You know, you're getting there, finding that balance between professional life and personal life. And then, of course, when the Sun conjuncts Uranus, April 22nd, this brings some really great flashes of insight, and you will be full of new, great ideas on maybe issues that have been lingering or hanging around for quite a fair time. Next up, we've got Leo. If you are a Leo, what can you expect in April? Well, there could be a bit of a restlessness for you this month, which might require some careful handling. So if life is boring at the moment, find ways to make your heart sing. And the start of the month with that Mercury-Neptune conjunction could disrupt your recollection, and you may start thinking that everything was better sometime in the past. It's a bit of a melancholy energy for Leo, and it's sort of like, don't look back to the past and remember it with, or don't recreate the memories of the past. You know, look to the future. And you'll be boosted with the new moon, April 5th, which urges you to do something different and break out of your rut. Of course, it's not always that straightforward, but it's like you do get a bit of a boost with this new moon on Friday. And so between April 10th and 13th, when the Sun squares up to Saturn and Pluto, you may curse your current circumstances as you feel these are holding you back. You have big plans, dreams, ideas, but you might feel a little bit trapped mid-April, and that's for Leo. So it's important that you realize that this is just an illusion. So you're trapped only by your own fears and misgivings. And Jupiter turns retrograde mid-April as well. So take this opportunity to reflect on why you may be holding yourself back. It could be that you're afraid to succeed, as weird as that sounds, especially for Leo. But sometimes, there's a lot. When you're a leader, there's a lot that you've got to carry around, but don't be afraid. It's better to embrace. But of course, Sun Jupiter trine on April 14th urges you to take a risk and leap of faith, which will kickstart your recovery from these issues mid-month. And then, of course, Mercury Venus arrive in your adventure zone April 17th through the 20th. So you're feeling confident about trying new things and ready to change your path. And if there's any sort of extra training of some kind you might need, look into it around the time of the full moon on April 19th, which is great for new beginnings. Next up, Virgo for April. So this could be an intense month for your love life. But the key is to handling these energies is to stay calm. You've totally got this because Virgo's not a hysterical sign. Virgo's a very calm, rational sign typically. But issues might start to arise this week, first week of April, and that's due to the Mercury-Neptune conjunction in your love zone. So you might find yourself putting your relationship or your partner on a pedestal and turning a willful blind eye to the inevitable faults and your own of the relationship. So just be aware of that, which is unusual for Virgo. Usually you're the opposite, quite discerning. But in this case, with this energy of Mercury-Neptune conjunct, it's very much rose-coloured glasses with relationships. And then the new moon on the 5th falls in your passion zone, and you may find yourself drawn to someone new, whether or not you're already attached. So be very careful, especially around April 10th to the 13th, when the sun squares Saturn and Pluto during this period. So it does highlight emotional risks you're taking and asking you to consider whether it's really worth it or not. So during mid-April, jealousy, anger, bitterness might mean that the cool head is needed. We also have that Jupiter retrograde period, and that's falling in your family zone. So take some time to consider the kind of family life you do want to create and where your current risk-taking may fit into that, and not very easily, I'm saying. And so, Virgo, if you can keep your cool until April 14th, we all are benefiting from the Sun-Jupiter trine. So that helps you to get your perspective back and in order. It's a very healing energy for Virgo. And so just stick with it. And here we are on a break. So stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this month, and I'm talking about April. I was trying not to say it, but if you can believe we are already in April, it is so hard to believe. I was holding myself back, but I just had to say it because it is just unbelievable how fast this year is going. Now, if you're a Libra, what can you expect during this month? Well, for Libra, there's a strong dual theme of love and communication. So keep talking and sharing your dreams with each other, and think especially about how your working schedules and your everyday life could be changed or switched up in order to accommodate more of what you'd love to do. So that's the theme for Libra. Just know this week there's a Mercury-Neptune conjunction, and that'll help you think creatively about what you want in your life. The new moon on Friday, April 5th, is in your love zone, so that helps to get the ball rolling when it comes to your relationships. But, you know, for everyone, these tough squares, April 10th through the 13th, and that's when the sun squares Saturn and Pluto. So not everyone might be on your side, which is hard to hear for Libra. And there could be some interference from extended family or your in-laws that could prove troublesome. So just know that mid-April, tempers may be flaring. But of course, your trademark diplomacy will work well with your sense of humour to diffuse any tension on the 14th, you know, around that Sun-Jupiter trine, which highlights your ability to communicate even when under pressure. Because Libra is very typically a very eloquent, articulate speaker, an air sign, the other air signs, Gemini and Aquarius. And then on April 17th through the 20th, Mercury and Venus both shift into your romance zone, so the pressure should definitely have eased off by then. And then, you know, it's a very confident latter half of the month with the full moon in your own sign on the 19th. So if you're born at the very end of Libra, this is especially for you, and it's suggesting that it's your time to shine. And then when the Sun conjuncts Uranus in your passion zone on April 22nd, you'll know exactly how to grow closer than ever with those you love, and in particular your sweetheart. So at the end of the month, end of April, things are definitely on the up and up for Libra. Now, if you're a Scorpio, change is on the way this month, but you're in control and can move these energies around to your advantage. So stay focused on what you need. Now, for Scorpio, the new moon in your everyday zone on April 5th is a good place to start. Look at your routine, look at your schedule, figure out what can make way for something more interesting. But be careful not to overlook important details. And it's especially, yep, you guessed it, April 10th through the 13th, when the Sun squares up to both Saturn and Pluto. So it is tension for everyone, but for Scorpio, tensions that week may center around a potential loss of income if you adjust your lifestyle. But the beautiful Sun-Jupiter trine on the 14th suggests that you're worrying unnecessarily. So expect your income to stretch significantly and sufficiently for you to make these changes. So in other words, the potential is there. It's just sort of like, don't stress immediately. Just look with what you have and, you know, shift and change and make things work. And then later in the month, intelligent Mercury and diplomatic Venus move into your everyday zone as well. So finding new routines in April and new ways of being will come easier and maybe even fun. So don't forget to build in some time for rest and relaxation in April. So overhauling your life is a busy job, but the full moon on April 19th for Scorpio reminds you that you do not need to, that you actually, you do not need to sleep. But what I meant to say was Mercury retrograde is over and you do need to sleep. I don't know. Scorpio is not the sign of the vampire, that is for sure. So for Scorpio, April draws to a close with a romantic surprise around April 22nd. And that's due to that very exciting Sun Uranus conjunction in your love zone. And that's especially if you are an October-born Scorpion. So look out for sudden passion or infatuation you can't control. Sound familiar? And be careful also with on April 27th when Mars squares Neptune. So if you play with fire, you can expect to get burned, as they say. Next up, Sagittarius. Just what's going on for you, Sag? Let me take a look here. So does the world see what you want it to see when it looks at you? Well, if not, April is the ideal month to take a few risks and to switch up your image. There's a bold new moon on the 5th that inspires and encourages you to step outside the box. Conformity just simply has never been your thing anyway. So there's calculated risk taking and then there's just base recklessness. So try to avoid the latter between April 10th and the 13th because the Sun makes difficult squares to a fourth Saturn and Pluto at this time. So there could be some power struggles, ego battles, or a moment of pride, which does you some damage. Jupiter does turn retrograde in your sign around this time as well, prompting you to think even more deeply about your personal identity. Who are you? So expressing your inner self, Sagittarius, will become easier following a really nice Sun-Jupiter trine on April 14th. And this is good news for all the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sag. So it encourages you, Sag, to throw caution to the wind in terms of your image. So on the 17th through the 20th, Mercury and Venus arrive in your creativity zone, highlighting your playfulness, your intelligence, and your various passions. So from this point onwards, make it all about what you enjoy the most. But be very careful around the 19th with the tricky full moon, because that suggests some friends may be a little bit envious of your success and not altogether on your side. But there is a lucky encounter on the 22nd, well, the courtesy of that Sun-Uranus conjunction, which brings someone new into your orbit. And this someone will understand you deeply. So that's something to definitely look forward to. Next up, we have Capricorn. Let me see what's going on here for you. I see that for Capricorn, April, family matters take precedence, and cosmic energies encourage you to make time for yourself as well. So it's an imaginative start to the month. That's because of the Mercury-Neptune conjunction. So that might inspire writing, poetry, or art this week. But the new moon on the 5th, the end of the week, offers a chance of a fresh domestic start. And that's either moving home or putting behind you any family antagonism from the past. But of course, April won't be without stressful moments because, yes, you guessed it again, the sun squares first Saturn and then to Pluto. So we all need to hang in there because the sun in Aries is forming a square to Saturn and Pluto in your spine. So the clouds should disappear pretty quickly, and everyone benefits from the Sun-Jupiter trine on April 14th. And for you, Capricorn, it's about family strength, harmony, and joy. Jupiter does turn retrograde in your spiritual zone, your creative zone, your psychic zone. So it is vital that you spend some alone time in meditation, prayer, or visualization. Quiet reflection is the key theme for mid-April for you, Capricorn. Then on the 17th, you've got intelligent Mercury arriving in your family zone. That's swiftly followed by gentle Venus on the 20th. So once again, it's family matters front and center with many possibilities for positive progress on this front. Then the full moon in your career zone on April 19th suggests that overdue praise and recognition is headed your way. The Sun-Uranus conjunction on the 22nd points to a huge burst of creative thought, and that's for you, Capricorn. So this seems like a very positive vibe on which to end the month. Sounds pretty good. Next up, we've got Aquarius, and let's see, Aquarius, April. So the energies of April are a rather mixed bag for you, but what is clear is that the more you communicate, the more you will shine. So the new moon in your communication zone on April 5th sets the ball rolling. So it's an ideal time to speak up for what you want, and that's in all areas of life, work, personal life, whatever it is. Don't be surprised, though, to find some people working behind your back. And that's around April 10th through the 13th. And that's when the sun squares Saturn and Pluto. So you may have cause to feel let down or disappointed. And also, you know, with Jupiter turning retrograde in your friendship zone, it may be time to consider who is truly on your side mid-April with these energies going on. But there is good news for all of us. You'll have to get through those hard squares. And then straight after that, you know, that amazing Sun-Jupiter trine does find you gaining support among your community and your peer group and being boosted by the confidence others show in you. And your confidence should continue to grow when Mercury arrives in your communication zone on the 17th. And that's swiftly followed by diplomatic Venus on the 20th. So keep talking and keep your words and actions open and transparent. And then the full moon in your education zone on April 19th hint that training could lead you into a fresh direction, or that a course of study is successfully completed. Surprises within the family round out the month, and that's especially following the Sun-Uranus conjunction on April 22nd. So you may well have many reasons to smile as the month draws to a close. And we can put all those hard energies behind us that have been going on since, let's say, mid-February. Things are starting to sort of settle down a little bit. Yes, we do have three planets turning retrograde in April, but really they're outer planets, and only if they're right on one of your natal points, then they will be in effect. And finally, we have Pisces, and Pisces in April. And what can Pisces expect in April? Well, your income may be a little bit challenged this month, but the good news is you've got what it takes to win. And Mercury conjuncts Neptune in your sign, and that's April 2nd. So this gives you, let's call it, an intelligent insight, which will remain with you, provided you don't allow events to panic you. So intelligent insight, meaning tune into your intuition, trust your instincts, be guided by the highest source, and you will be okay. So things will start well enough with a new moon in your money zone, and that's April 5th, and that suggests new income sources or perhaps a raise at work. But like everyone, between April 10th through the 13th, the Sun is forming really tough squares to restricted Saturn and then destructive Pluto. So both impact your money zone, and in particular, your mid to long-term future plans. Don't be rattled. Tune into your psychic abilities, because yours is the psychic sign of the zodiac. Trust your instincts, and you know, the more you rattle, the harder it is to sort of tune in at that level. So hold your nerve. You may face a dip in income or the realization that you'll have to work a bit harder or spend a bit less, but you totally have this. Jupiter turns retrograde in your career zone on the 10th, so don't hesitate to consider a complete change of career direction if necessary, or add or supplement to your income with a different sort of career track. And then a new business or a decision to go freelance, you know, might be the answer you're looking for. And that's especially around April 14th, when there's a really positive trine between the Sun and Jupiter. So that works its magic in your career zone. So it's a little bit of a roller coaster month for Pisces when it comes to career. But later in the month, the financial pressures will ease. And that's especially once Mercury and Venus arrive in your money zone on the 17th and the 20th of April. There's also a full moon April 19th, and that suggests that there are still debts to pay, maybe more emotional than financial. But overall, the end of the month looks really good for Pisces. There's definitely ups and downs mid-month when it comes to career and finances for Pisces. But really, at the end of the month, things really do settle down. So for Pisces, think laterally and don't allow naysayers, especially within the family, to deter you from making any sort of bold moves. So that's the horoscope. And just to recap April and what we can be expecting this month, what all of us can be expecting, is we've got three planets turning retrograde. That's Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And Jupiter will be turning retrograde in Sagittarius, and Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So what this means is if you are, let me start with Saturn and Pluto. If you are a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, you might have to go back and redo something. Don't rock the boat when it comes to your professional life if you're a cardinal sign, and it's better to sort of toe the line, take the high road, and do not whatever your boss says, but sort of don't challenge authority. And then Jupiter turning retrograde on the 10th of April is very much about if you're a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, it's about a change of belief in some way, or going back and revisiting something that you previously believed in, or ideals or philosophies from the past might arise, and especially if you were born towards the end of one of those mutable signs. That's it from me. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show, wishing you a great week, a great month ahead.